What you call a married woman with that last name?
Miss Cooper.
Okay. And what relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Your aunt.
And the name of the wife of Abraham in the Bible?
The wife of the name of Abraham?
Yeah, the name of the wife of Abraham.
I really don't know.
Well, it starts with an S. What about the name of the mother of Jesus?
The mother of Jesus? Mm-hmm. Mary.
And George Washington's wife?
Oh, I really don't know.
Or do you remember the sisters of Lazarus?
No.
One was Mary and the other was started with an M.
No.
What about an old song to start off, Wait Till the Sun Shines?
Wait Till the Sun Shines.
Do you remember the name of that?
No, I don't.
And the name of?
What is the name of the song?
Nelly.
Oh, yeah.
You familiar with that name? Is it?
No, I remember the song. Got a name of that.
What about a male goat? Do you call that a
male goat?
Mm-hmm.
Just a goat.
Or one's a man and the other's a...
Billy.
And the first book in the New Testament?
Matthew.
And the fourth book?
Martin and John.
Okay. If your father had a brother by that name, you'd call him?
Uncle John.
And a boy nicknamed Bill, whose full name is?
Probably William or Billy.
Okay. If your father had a brother by that name, by the full name, you'd call him?
Uncle William or Uncle Billy.
Okay. And the highest rank in the army?
What about it? Five-star general.
Huh?
Five-star general.
Okay. And beneath the general?
Well, I mean, you're talking William general, be four-star and all that. Probably next to that, probably a colonel.
Okay. And the person who works in an office and does the typing and...
Secretary.
Hmm?
Secretary.
Okay. And a man on the stage would be an actor, a woman would be a...
Actress.
And if you're born in the United States, your nationality is...
Do what?
If you're born in the United States, your nationality is...
American.
And someone who goes to school is a...
Student.
And someone who presides over the court...
Judge.
And the man in charge of a ship...
The captain.
Do you remember that word captain used? In other situations, like calling a man who worked on captain?
Yeah. Most of y'all niggas now, or even I ride down through there right now with you and probably talk with enough of them, but I'd say 4 out of 10 will call me captain. You know, I don't know why, I guess authority you do have, you know.
Being in uniform?
Yeah, being in uniform.
When you use the word nigger, or when most people use the word nigger around here, is it just sort of a neutral term? I mean, it doesn't...
It don't mean anything to me.
Doesn't mean anything bad? Or
no, it don't mean nothing. You grew up with it, you know. It's stuck. About the only time it really means anything to me is when get into it, one of them, you know. And I say it to mean that, you know. Just talking don't mean nothing.
Mm-hmm. What other names are there for blacks? Just the people you throw out here?
Mm-hmm. Negro, color.
Does it use the word black much? Or is that pretty modern?
I would think they use color more than they do black here.